And now, your speaker, Ray Tenpenny.
At this time, I would like to show the difference between Islam and Christianity and between their God and our God of the Bible. Why should we study the evil religion of Islam? We should study it because it is a mission-minded faith that looks to the ultimate submission of the world unto Allah. God is called Allah, which is the Arabic word for God. Islam means one who submits to God. Since Islam means subjection, it plans to bring the whole world in subjection to its teaching. Jihad, known as holy war, is complete only when the whole world is placed under submission of Allah. Those that think Islam is just another world religion are not seeing the movement for it at what it is. Islam is a system of government, a political ideology which claims to control not only expression of living religion, but every phase of human life. Since Islam is to dominate the world, it offers three alternatives. Convert to Islam, death, or pay a second-class citizen. They must pay unbelievers tax. One man said, as evil as the powers were before, none has been greater in our life than the religion of Islam. If we should be taken over by Islam, we would have to go underground to worship and serve God. There are schools in this country where Islam is being taught to young people that we as non-Muslims, unbelievers, and infidels are to be killed. Muhammad was born in 570 A.D. and died in 632. He was born in Mecca, a city located in Saudi Arabia near the coast of the Red Sea. The Hadith is the traditions that report the words and actions of Muhammad's life considered normal for Muslims to copy. Muhammad retreated from city life and lived in a cave once every year, and that is the location where he said that he received the first revelation from the angel Gabriel. But Jude 3 says, we should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Did you underline that once? He didn't say 23 times like Muslims, like Muhammad said one time. The mosque is a place for prostration. The building which Muslims are called to prayer by a prayer caller. Their sermons are always on Fridays. Now, we went to the mosque one time, and they don't have any furniture. You have to sit on the floor. And the women, they can't come in the front door. They have to come in the back door. And they're against women, it seems like to me. They claim that there's no separation of church and state, but in this case, mosque and state. Muslims say that Islam is a peaceful religion that has been hijacked by extremists and radicals, which have given it a bad name. Sharia is comprehensive for the legal system which extends to every part of a Muslim's life. It is found in the Hadith, known as traditions of Muhammad's life. Sharia law is found in parts of North Carolina and Canada. In Murray State, Kentucky, there's a man called Majed Al-Harabi. He is a vice president of the Campus Students Organization. This man is one of the students of the university who has contributed significantly to the growth of the university and surrounding communities. No one would have thought that Maria, Kentucky, would have been a mecca for Muslims and the propagation of their beliefs and practices. Well, maybe later on it would be in Tennessee Tech or in these other schools. It's spreading out everywhere. God's Word teaches we should stand up against evil rather than to encourage it. The Apostle Paul said, abhor that which is evil. Romans 12:9. I guess you might have known this, but the United States Post Office has issued postage stamps commemorating their holy day. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, which started in 622. During Ramadan, Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset. Muslims have tried to dominate as much of the world as possible through jihad, holy war. From 632 to 1258, they had conquered from Spain to India. And Muhammad was known as the prophet of the sword. Many Americans believe that Islam is a peaceful religion, not dangerous, such as the Methodists, Lutherans, and even one of our past presidents, also Oprah Winfrey. Let's do this if you think Islam is not a dangerous religion. Muslims have killed 80 million Christians, 10 million Buddhists, 100 million North Africans. The Quran contradicts itself and is not an inspired book. Muhammad is full of contradictions. How can a man who lied and murdered be expected to be consistent? Muhammad could not read, nor could he write. The pillars of Islam. There is no God but Allah and His prophet is Muhammad. Prayer, that's all right. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we should pray without ceasing. And another pillar is fasting, almsgiving, and travel to Mecca one time during your life. The media call Muhammad the Savior of the world, the Lord of the universe, the greatest person, greatest human being. Many Muslims gathered carefully every hair that fell from his body and preserved it. But the Savior of the world is not Muhammad. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12, and we know that as Jesus. Sarah told Abraham to go into her handmaid Hagar, and after Hagar conceived, she hated Sarah. The angel of God told Hagar that she would have a son, and his name would be called Ishmael. The angel also told Hagar that she would have so many offspring that there would not be numbered for multitude. He said he would be a wild man and he would dwell among his brethren. Well, there they are in Afghanistan. Most Muslims today, though, live in Indonesia. Muslims say that Abraham offered his son Ishmael as a sacrifice for burnt offering, but we know it was Isaac. Galatians 4:27 says, "Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not, and cry, thou that dwellest not. For the desolate has more children than he or she which has an husband." right there. The one that was barren was Sarah, and the one that's wealth not was Sarah, but the desolate was Hagar. And today there are 32 million Jews, but Hagar has offspring of 1.5 billion in the world. Muslims say that one must love Allah before Allah will love that person. But John 4:19 says, we love Him, that is God, because He first loved us. They say that the Quran is a torchlight by which humanity can be guided on a straight path. But Psalms 119:105 says, thy word is a lamp on my feet and a light on my path. Here we have a comparison of the Quran and the Bible. The word there means the Bible. Muhammad was victorious in terrors, raids, wars, assassinations. He fought in 27 battles. But the Apostle Paul fought a spiritual battle. He said, I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. It's found in 2 Timothy 4:7. Muhammad had 11 wives and 2 concubines. He married a rich widow who was 15 years older than he was. And when she died, she was 65 years old. When he was 50 years old, he married his best friend's daughter, who was only 6 years old. His new wife continued with her to visit her friends and play games as she did before the wedding. Muhammad decided that he wanted to marry his adopted son's daughter, and marriages in heaven. They say that there'll be marriages in heaven, and that God will perform the ceremonies. But Jesus said in the resurrection, there will be no marriage, no giving in marriage, but will be like the angels in heaven, Matthew 22:30. The treatment of women. In Afghanistan, a woman cannot be educated or work outside the home without a male relative going with her. The laws consider them minors needing approval of male relatives for enrollment in colleges, purchase of mobile phones, and for travel. In Saudi Arabia, where Muhammad was born, they cannot drive a vehicle. Is the only person in the world, place in the world where women cannot drive. The Quran declares that the testimony of a woman is half of that of a woman, and the inheritance of a girl is half that of a son. The Quran assigns women an inferior role and even allows beatings by their husbands. But Ephesians 4:25 says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. As many as 75% of women in Pakistan prisons are behind bars for the crime of being a rape victim. Some estimates suggest that as many as 90% of the European Muslims are physically abused. There are also shelters for women in Paris, France. There are more Muslims in France than any other European country. Most of the Muslims today are found in Indonesia, more than any other country. If a woman is accused of adultery, it takes 4 witnesses before it can be sustained. But if the husband is accused, it only takes his word. The birth of a girl is an occasion for mourning. Some men have been slapped in the face for delivering a daughter. Well, if you go back to your biology class, you find out that the sex chromosomes are X and Y in the male, and the female is carrying X and Y. So there's no way she could have a daughter because she does not have a Y chromosome. In Afghanistan, some females were laid down face in the desert as soon as they were born. When a Muslim woman gets raped, they let the rapist go and kill the woman. They say that is to preserve the honor of the family. Islam teaches that women are possessions and that wives are playthings, and they are seen as objects, toys, for personal gratification. In Iranian, this is a funny custom, Iranian women have tear bottles that were once used to catch tears while her husband was away fighting. And when he returned, he would see how much she missed him. So if she didn't have too many tears, she probably didn't miss him. A popular disc jockey was murdered by a Muslim neighbor who slit his throat twice, gouged out his eyes, and mutilated his face with a fork. He said, "I have killed my Jew. I will go to heaven." But Jesus said in Mark 12:32, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Allah Khomeini said that it would be the duty of every Muslim to kill British-based Salman Rushdie on the grounds of that novel, Satanic Verses. Rushdie has survived by living his life in hiding, but others who were connected with the book were not as fortunate. The Japanese translator was assassinated. The Italian translator was stabbed. The Norwegian publisher was shot. And 35 guests at a motel hosting its Turkish publisher were burned to death in an arson attack. So you think it's a good religion? In Somalia, an Islamist group of country is systematically hunting and killing Christians. In 2009, after the allegation that a Koran had been torn, not burned, just torn, a 1,000 mob with Taliban links went through Christian neighborhoods in Pakistan, killing 7 people, and 2 children were burned to death. In Bangladesh, a man was imprisoned for hurting religious feelings by advocating peaceful relations with Israel. In Britain, the Red Cross banned Christmas trees and nativity scenes from the charity shops. A school in Milan substituted the name of Jesus with the word virtue. A fire in Saudi Arabia in a girl's dormitory killed 14 young women, and many more were badly burned because the religious militia forced the girls back into the burning building because they were immodestly dressed. Muhammad came to shed blood and slaughter those that disagreed with him, but Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Luke 19:10. Muhammad unified a country and much of the world, but Jesus Christ unified sinners under his death and resurrection. One man said that the difference between Christianity and Islam is that one has the spirit of the sword and the other has the sword of the spirit. Yeah, that's in 6:17. Yes, Muhammad had the sword, spear to the sword. He lined up 700 Jews. First of all, he had them to dig a trench. He lined up 700 Jews and had their heads cut off and he pushed them in the trench. So he has the spear to the sword. One Muslim will not eat watermelons for 60 years because he could not determine how Muhammad would have cut the melon. Muhammad said if a woman eats sweet melons, she can give birth to a handsome and pretty child. You believe that? Some nonsensical statements by Muhammad. He said one woman went to hell because she was cruel to a cat, and a man went to heaven because he gave a drink of water to a dog. Also, Muhammad said that Allah sent a crow to show Cain how to bury his dead brother Abel. You believe that? The Dome of the Rock built in Jerusalem on the temple in 691 was to show the superiority of Islam over Judaism. Muhammad shed other people's blood that his followers could have political power throughout Arabian Peninsula. But the Apostle Paul talked about another man's blood. He told the elders at Ephesus to take heed thereto for yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. That was the blood of Jesus. It is a spiritual battle to reach Muslims because the gospel hid to them who are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shine in them. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. They believe that our Bible is corrupted, just like many other people in this country. They do not believe that Jesus was crucified and God sent someone that just looked like him. And he is crucified. Yasser Arafat said that he was willing to sacrifice 70 Palestinians for the death of one Israeli. Muhammad said that Allah hates sinners, but John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Muslims can be sure that Allah will never restore a believer who has rejected the teachings and the faith of Israel. But Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and save the lost. Thank you for your attention. We must hear the gospel. We must have faith. We must repent. We must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We must be baptized for the remission of our sins.